Now, I've been handed these heaps of tickets, these movie tickets, and we're going to give these away. All you need to do is text on the Tempera Bedshed text machine 0487 736 736, and you can pick up a couple of tickets to watch the all-star cast and award-winning director Ben Affleck in a special preview of Air at Event Innaloo Cinemas this Wednesday, March the 29th. Award-winning director Ben Affleck and an all-star cast, Air. If you want the preview screening, text in now, 0487 736 736, and we'll send you out a couple of tickets to view it. I reckon he could have been a basketballer. This is my next gentleman. He's fairly tall. He was a tall left-handed opening batsman for Midland Guildford and also for Western Australia, and of course played Test cricket for Australia. We're speaking about a man that has spent a lifetime in the sport of cricket and what a contribution he's made. Wally Edwards, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Peter, for inviting me.
You were quite tall. I remember you were quite lean and gangly as a left-handed opening bat. You would have been a six-plus footer, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Been nearly 6'2", I think, in the good old days. I think I'm shrinking now, but, Peter.
Wally, you, I know, have got cricket in your DNA. It runs through the Wally Edwards blood. It's been part of your life since you were a little boy. How proud of were you of what was achieved yesterday?
Well, an incredible performance, really. Not just winning two shields in a row, but when you look at six out of six in two seasons, an incredible performance by the group, really, a whole squad of cricketers, because there was more than 11 played. The amount they rolled through all the three different teams was incredible. And a huge performance, yeah. I wouldn't like to know what odds you would get to win six out of six in two seasons, but I don't think you'd take 100-1, would you? You'd want more than that.
Oh, exactly. And credit, I've had Kate Harvey on my program a few times, the high-performance coach at the WACA. And, of course, he with the likes of Adam Voges and before that Justin Langer, and just the whole setup with Christina Matthews as the chief executive. Yes. They've got some good people down there, haven't they?
Yeah, I think you've got to give the WACA organisation a lot of credit to the way they've gone about it. But it's been probably, when you look back, Peter, over the years, probably the last 40 years or more, 50 years, back to the 70s, when really WA cricket has outperformed everybody. It started, of course, with Shield, only Shield, and then we had ODIs added in the 70s and now Big Bash, and really the whole, since the beginning of the 70s, I think really WA have been the leading state for sure in bringing on cricketers. There's no question about it.
I tell you what, I had Scott Muellerman on the program last week because he had a lot to do regarding the development and batting of Mitch Marsh, and we saw what he did in the ODIs for Australia. So we spoke to Scott about Mitch, and I remember I said I used to catch up with your grandfather all those years ago, Ken Muellerman, who was part of course, of the inaugural WA Sheffield Shield side and their victory. And, you know, I thought about that time and how WA cricket evolved. It was strong in the late 70s. We won a lot of shields in the late 80s under Graham Wood and others, and Darryl Foster was involved as the coach. Some success in the early 90s. Then we had a barren spell for about 20 years up until the last few years. So, Wally, you've seen WA cricket during that period. Is this the best squad of players that WA has ever assembled? Because as we were discussing when I was driving and having a chat to you, in those early days, often the test players would play for the WA Shield side, wouldn't they?
That's right. In terms of depth and the amount of players, there's no question the amount that they're putting in the field now. And you look at, you know, I think there's four away in India, wasn't there last week? And before that, the test squad and you know, guys like Cameron Green not playing in any of these matches. It's quite incredible. And there's no question, I'd say, Peter, that from a total depth of squad, West Australia's never had this strength before. And when you look at, you know, you look back to the Big Bash only a couple of weeks or a few weeks ago with Cooper Connolly coming in as a 19-year-old and winning the game. And then Teague Wiley, and, you know, over the course of the Shield season, he's performed exceptionally well as well. And they're both, I think, under 20. So, you know, there's some great talent. And you've got to give the WACA, you know, the headquarters, Cade, all the team, Adam Voges, of course, a great deal of credit. But I think you also got to give the WACA, you know, first grade pennant clubs a lot of credit as well. You know, they're the ones bringing the endless stream of good cricketers through. And they could overlook quite a lot, but the work done at Clubland is quite enormous, and the strength of the overall competition plays a big part in our success, I think.
Yeah, it's interesting what you say there, Wally. You're right. It all stems from the clubs, and the club cricket scene must be very strong. It's known as Premier League cricket these days, because the world that we live in now, and of course we're talking about our children, our grandchildren, there's so many opportunities to do something else. So what must be happening is that kids are staying, playing cricket and developing through these clubs, which is so important, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And that's the key, really, to any sport these days, is to engage with the kids. And what they see on TV, of course, is a big starting point. But once they go out and have a go, it's important they enjoy their contact with the sport, the way the games are played, the way they're brought up, the way they're coached. And I think the facilities as well. You know, the West Australia are very fortunate with our grounds and our wickets. The facilities encourage you to get out there, and of course our weather does too. So we're pretty fortunate in a lot of areas, I think. And there's a great passion out in the community for the game of cricket. And that comes through in the end with our high-level matches, of course.
I was saying I did the game here last night, the West Coast Eagles' victory over GWS, and I went home and I sat down, had a bit of dinner, and I thought, I'll see what's on Fox. And I switched it on and I saw that game between South Africa and the West Indies, a T20 match, where, would you believe, there were 35 sixes and 46 fours scored. And there was something like 517 runs scored off 40 overs. The West Indies batted first and made 5 for 258, and South Africa ran it down, which is quite incredible. So I'm saying that, and there was a lot of kids there in Centurion. A lot of questions about Test cricket. You played Test cricket, T20 cricket. Do you think the balance will remain going forward, Wally?
Well, it's a great debating point. You know, there's no question, I think, that T20 cricket will be here for the next 50 years or beyond. I think it's terrific entertainment. It's a great, you know, the skill levels, the way they play the game now has changed cricket forever, including Test cricket. How many people did we see getting out for reverse sweeps in India?
Oh, yes.
Which is a shot that was never played even 10 years ago. So it's incredible. The BBL will certainly be, or T20s will certainly be here. Test cricket, you know, I have one of the bees in my bonnet when I was an administrator was this concept of preparing test wickets to suit the home side. And I think if anything's going to kill Test cricket, it's that. And it's very important that curators are allowed to prepare the best wicket they can prepare for their ground and their conditions. And that's what Test cricket's all about, is testing your skills over many different, you know, different conditions, different weather conditions, different wickets. And in a way, they're ruining that. I think England has led the way. India have grabbed on very well at trying to prepare wickets that suit them, and they all think Australia, of course, do the same, and I would argue that we don't. I think now and again, maybe somebody sticks their nose in, maybe in Brisbane, but overall, we let the curators prepare the best wicket they can in Australia, and you would never have told Roy Abbott or Les Burdett how to roll out his wicket. He would never would do it his way. So, you know, I think that's the biggest threat to Test cricket, Peter.
And as I let you go, we've got an Ashes series coming up. We're talking about the aggressive approach. England have got that with Ben Stokes as captain, and, of course, Brendan McCullum now as the coach. They're taking on the attacks and scoring very freely indeed. You must be looking forward to the Ashes series coming up. Should Cam Bancroft take over as maybe an opener on that Ashes series?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I think they're grappling a bit. It's the old story of two ageing openers coming to the end of their careers. And it's happened many times before in cricket, you know, where you've got batsmen that have performed really well over a long period, and the transition can be pretty rocky. So, you know, I think it's I would certainly be choosing one younger batter, opener at the moment. Presumably Khawaja has to stay. And I suppose Warner could retire back to BBL and leave the test spot open, I reckon. Mm. But that's up to the selectors. That's where you need good selectors, Peter, that can make difficult decisions.
And of course,
at times difficult decisions have to be made.
And when you were chairman of the Australian Cricket Board, you put in the selectors, and there were some beauties there. And of course, we produced some great results in the Australian cricket team.
Yeah, well, it was the first thing I did when I became chairman, actually. I appointed John Inverarity and Rodney Marsh as selectors because I knew their capacity to find, you know, talent and to find good people. And that's how they selected. And that's what sort of built the current base of the team, actually.
Yeah, very much so.
So, yeah, it's a very important role and it can be overlooked.
And good to see Invers actually was down at the WAC. He's now, of course, on the WACA board. So it's great to see the great man back involved in WA cricket.
Yeah.
Wally, lovely talking to you, mate. You can go home now. I know you're waiting in the office for my phone call. I appreciate that.
I'm still...
You're still
There's always
working.
Something to do, isn't there?
Good on you, Wally. Stay good and we'll keep in touch. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Peter. Bye.
Good on you. Wally Edwards, just an icon of cricket here in Western Australia. In fact, there's a bit of a text here. Thank God for Wally. He is the reason we have Sheffield Shield cricket on the radio. Yes, of course, sponsors one of the stations that does broadcast Shield cricket. All right, we're going to take a break. 13 minutes to 6. All you need to do is text AIR, A-I-R, and we'll give you a couple of tickets to go along. Oh, I love the bell. A couple of tickets to go along and watch the all-star cast and award-winning director Ben Affleck in the special preview of AIR at Event Cinemas in Innaloo. Jimmy's so excited to see this. Unbelievable. I've never seen him this excited. AIR. Just text it on the Tempera Bedshed text machine 0487 736 736. AIR. Go to it. Grab a ticket. I'll be back after the break.